Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today, and thanks for staying with me. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, well, you know what we say about you. We say you're a highly intelligent individual. Barbara Kassoff is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Barbara has been with us before, and we're glad to have her back. She is co-founder and one of the leaders at Women Impacting Public Policy, an organization that I've been happy to support for a long time. It's she and Terry Neese, who is the other co-founder, have just done a great job of aggregating all the different women's organizations and getting them to work together and talk together. It's a really a great thing that they've done there, and I'm happy to say that they're my friends. Barbara, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. How are you?
Doing great. It's good to have you back. And again,
I want to
congratulate you guys on what you've done with WIP. It's it was a much needed thing to do, and you guys are having great success with it.
Thank you.
Okay, you want to talk about angel investors? There's actually some legislation coming down the pike. I think sponsored, if not co-sponsored, by a great small business hero, Congressman Don Manzullo from Illinois, if I'm not mistaken. I always forget Illinois, Indiana, but I think it's Illinois.
Illinois.
Yeah, Congressman Don Manzullo, who's been on the show before, a great American, a great small business hero. Tell us about it, Barbara.
Sure, I'd love to, because I think that this piece of legislation is going to have a tremendous impact on the small business community. First of all, you're correct, Chairman Manzullo, Don Manzullo of Illinois.
Chairman of the Small Business Committee in the House.
Mm-hmm. That's right, Chairman of the House Small Business Committee, and also his partner in crime here was Representative Earl Pomeroy,
right,
of North Dakota. So this makes this a bipartisan bill. Chairman Manzullo is a Republican, mm-hmm, and Representative Pomeroy is a Democrat. And what they've done is introduced a bill into the House. It's bill number 5198, and it's called the Access to Capital for Entrepreneurs, or the ACE Act.
Mm-hmm.
And we're calling on Congress to quickly approve this legislation. And here's the skinny on it. First of all, access to capital is still a relatively tough road for small business owners, and in particular, women business owners, to overcome.
It's the biggest barrier to entry, and it's the biggest barrier to growth.
Absolutely, 50%. Just in our recent survey, 53% of our members stated that this is a pressing issue. They don't have the funding necessary to continue to grow their businesses. And as you know, women business owners are the engine in this economy. But the fact is that they still lag behind their male counterparts when it comes to the amount of capital that they can attend. So what's this act? How is this going to help? First of all, currently, there are angel investors and VC, venture capitalists. Generally, angel investors invest about $500 to $1 million, and VC capitalists, venture capitalists, generally invest $6 to $7 million.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a kind of a gap, anyway, on the investment into small businesses. And not very much goes on in the angel investing world. What this bill does is look at the angel investing and says, we want to make sure that more small business owners get a chance to have anywhere from $250,000 to $500,000. And we're going to incentivize angels to invest in this community. And how are they going to do that? they are going to offer a 25% credit, tax credit.
Not a deduction, a credit.
No, a tax credit to 25% of the amount invested in a qualified small business. Now, Angels, they'll have a maximum. They can only invest $500,000 per taxable year. But just imagine.
That's a lot of capital.
That is a lot of capital.
That's a lot out there.
So many people who are not even angel investors would now, but have the assets necessary to become angel investors, would jump at it.
I got a lot of questions for you on this, Barbara. You're not surprised. I know you won't be surprised to know about that. When we come back, we're also going to be a little clearer about what an angel is, what a venture capitalist is, how they differentiate from each other. And we'll talk about this some more with our good friend Barbara Kassoff. She's with Women Impacting Public Policy. It's 20 till. Stay with me. I'll be right back. Back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're having a great visit with our good friend Barbara Kassoff, and she is one of the executives and the co-founder of Women Impacting Public Policy, and that's WIP with two P's dot O-R-G, right?
That's it.
WIPP.org. And tell us a little bit about WIP.
Okay, WIP is a bipartisan public policy organization, Women Impacting Public Policy. And our focus, our mission, is to educate and to advocate on policies that impact and affect your business growth. So we're out there fighting for the small business owner, and particularly the woman business owner, every single day with a constant presence on the Hill.
Now, folks, when I hear bipartisan organization in Washington, D.C., that's almost an oxymoron. But I'll tell you, I have attended some of their events, and you guys actually pull it off, Barbara. I'm impressed.
Yeah, we do.
And you don't use any kind of weapons or threats or anything. You tend to make it happen. I mean, I thought surely I was going to feel like I was seeing people herd cats, but you guys actually pull it off.
Now it's really very important for us to maintain friends on both sides of the aisle. You never know who's coming into power.
Right.
We both sides know that we will work with them, and that our concern are the economic issues. Period. End of story.
Right. Absolutely. Well, I'm glad to hear you say that. Speaking of economic issues, can you define what an angel investor is?
Okay. Generally, an angel investor invests in terms of dollars under $500,000 into a company. Also, they often or generally want less control of your company and a slower return on investment.
But they're also you're typically going to be dealing with the person who's got the money. I mean, they're angels, meaning that they're not affiliated necessarily with a larger group. It's not part of a fund. It's their own money. If they give you the money, they're going to write a check.
It's their own money.
Yeah,
absolutely. That is very commonly the case.
Oftentimes,
in contrast to a venture capital who generally seeks to invest larger sums of dollars, over $500,000 to many more millions of dollars, and generally are willing to exchange equity for money, or
right.
are looking to. Well, exchange
they demand.
Equity
they
for
demand.
Money.
They demand it. And the other thing about angels, Barbara, is that I think we should stick in there, is that angels are often capable of bringing some expertise to the table, even though they may not be as tough to deal with as venture capitalists are. They also have many times they have contacts, they have capability, they have some kind of knowledge that the business can use, and that's a good thing that venture capitalists bring to the table. In other words, they might bring in $200,000 in cash, but they might bring $1 million in contacts.
And often these are experienced businessmen and women,
right?
Who are making the investment in a company that they believe in.
That's exactly right. Now, venture capitalists are typically a business that's aggregating money. They might actually call on an angel investor and say, "Why don't you give your money to us? Let us manage it. Let us invest it for you." Mm-hmm. And that's typically what they do. And they're going to look at you probably with a little more of a jaundiced eye than an angel is. Would you agree with that, Barbara?
It would appear so, and the reason that they're doing that is because they're looking for equity in a business.
Right.
So they're looking for a long-term return on their investment with control, an agreed-upon amount of control within a company.
And an absolute exit strategy.
That's right.
They want to know when they're getting out.
Yep.
Yeah, and so...
Absolutely, and generally they look to high-growth sectors of the economy.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to an angel investor who might look at the mom-and-pop business, the smaller business owner.
One of the things about angel investors is they're typically maybe not as sophisticated and as capable at evaluating a deal as, say, probably more professionally capable venture capital firms are.
Mm-hmm.
And so when they invest, they're going to invest a little bit more on... Probably a little bit more on little emotion. Maybe they get excited about what they think is going to happen. They believe in the individual, but then there is the time when they have to turn loose of the money, and they've got to decide if this money is going to be a good investment. And so if the government says we're going to incent you by giving you a tax credit, well, that's going to make a lot of deals that wouldn't have happened otherwise happen, isn't it?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, I think every angel investor, as any investor, needs to do their homework is best
That's
they
right.
can to make sure that their investment's going to deliver on them.
Right.
But you're right. They're more likely to invest in a business that they know about, that they've watched, that they've looked, that they have a good feeling about, and they'll do their homework. And there's a personal commitment that they're making into this business. And this 25% tax credit can be, I believe, will be that point that's going to say, I'm going to jump. I'm going to invest
mm-hmm.
in you. I'm going to help you make it. And these are often businessmen and women themselves. So you're right. They bring expertise to the table.
Now, is this bill going to be in the House this year?
We're hoping so. This bill right now.
And it's not just for women, right? It's for any small business owner.
It's for any small business owner.
And when we come back, we're going to talk about getting it out of the Senate is a problem. 10 till. We'll be right back.
Put underground, back to the floor.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, a small business advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Barbara Kassoff, co-founder and executive at the Women Impact and Public Policy. Now, are you still chief operating officer, Barbara?
I am the president of the organization.
You're now president, aren't you? I was thinking that my information here was a little bit out of date.
Yeah, I was thinking that.
I wanted to get that. I want to make sure I got that right. The president and the co-founder, along with Terry Neese of Women mm-hmm. Impacting Public Policy. Okay, we're talking about this bill we've been talking about angel investors and getting more capital into small businesses. And this is a big deal. This is the big challenge for the 21st century for the marketplace, not just for small business, Barbara, because as you know, the marketplace is really dominated in the aggregate
mm-hmm.
by small businesses, and because we do create over half the economy, and women are about half of that economy, women business owners.
That's
so
right.
So the bill is being sponsored by Congressman Manzullo and others. It should be, you're hoping that it'll be there, it'll be passed this year, which will give angel investors a 25% tax credit. Now, is there any qualification for the business that they invest in?
Yes, there is. Well, there's, first of all, there's a qualification for the investor. Okay, and that individual must have a net worth that exceeds $1 million at the time of the purchase of the income.
Right.
The purchase, or have an income exceeding $200,000 per year for each of the two most current years.
Which is very similar to the when you're investing in stocks and bonds, when you're in private equity.
Yeah.
Any other private equity, they're called a sophisticated investor, I believe is the term that's used. So, yeah, that's – all right, go ahead.
So what we're trying to do is make sure that and bypass any problems of the equity going in, of not being safe dollars, that it's and that everything is on the up and up. And there are also active business requirements for people seeking the loans,
mm-hmm.
At least – 80% of the value of the assets must be in the business. I mean, so there's a whole set of rules,
right,
that are associated with this, with the ACE Act, that will qualify both the investor and the small business owner.
Now, will the 25% come off the first year, or is it over a period of time?
I'm not sure. I believe that is over a 2-year process.
It would surprise me if they let you take it all in 1 year. Okay,
no.
What about the Senate? I don't have any. I'm going to predict right now that this will sail through the House, but where you're going to get stuck is in the Senate. Am I wrong about that?
I think that it will sail through the House without any problem at all. Then it's going to be introduced into the Senate. A committee will be set up to take a look at the bills. At the bill, they're going to study it and go through a whole process, and then it's going to be released to the Senate floor for consideration.
Yeah.
Now, what happens there is, you said, we don't know. When we're going to have to work very hard to make sure that we have the support on the Senate.
Let me tell you what's going to happen in the Senate, Barbara. You can write this on a rock. You can say,
okay,
Jim Blassingame said this.
Mm-hmm.
Ted Kennedy will not let it get out of committee. He'll make sure it doesn't get out of committee. Heck, for all I know, Olympia Snowe, Republican from Maine, mm-hmm. won't let it get out of committee until they attach a minimum wage increase to it. I promise you, you can write that down, it's going to happen.
You think that's going to be the
Absolutely.
Trigger?
Absolutely. No question about it. And you disagree with me?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
That's my prediction.
Okay.
The Senate's going to be a problem. The House has passed small business health plans.
Mm-hmm.
The House has passed, so many other things, the death tax, et cetera. And the Senate is a problem for small business.
Mm-hmm. I think the Senate takes a look at a lot of the implications that surround a tax credit.
Yeah.
And they operate differently. They're always, for every strong pro-business bill, there are always counteractions to
like the minimum wage bill. That's exactly what I was talking about.
Sure.
When we in 6 months, you'll come back and I think you'll say, "Hey, Blassingame, you were right."
I'm not always right, but
sometimes I am. Hey, Barbara, thank you for being here. Give us WIPP's website again, please.
Okay, we're www.wipp.org.
WIPP.org. Thank you, Barbara. See you next time.
All right.
Got to go for this hour. I'll see you tomorrow. I'm Jim Blassingame. See you then.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.